I have a word from the Lord.
Amen.
And it will come from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. I solicit your prayers. As I bring this word, praise God, I'm glad to do it. I will be reading from the New American Standard, Bible version, which is the version that we use here at Lincoln Bible Church. All right, if you have it, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And it reads as follows. There. And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. I have a word of encouragement for the mothers. This is a message from the mothers. And I pray that the Lord helps me to deliver it just the way he gave it to me. It's a word of encouragement, more so than a sermon. It's a word of encouragement which was in the pit of my belly.
Thank you, Father.
Mothers, don't lose heart in doing good.
Thank you,
I can probably sit down.
Amen.
Mothers, don't lose heart in doing good. The King James says, let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, this scripture comes out of Paul speaking to the Galatians, as he tells them and encourages them to bear one another's burden. I like to give the context of what I'm speaking of. I'm going to springboard from the scripture, but I would like to keep it in context. It's very important. When I learned that, when I got the call to preach, that was my number one thing. That I knew what I was doing. I wanted to be used of the Lord and use the word accurately. Because I had been in places, and this is important, I'm going to slide this in. I had been in places where people did not use the word of God in context. How many know if you don't do that, you won't get the true accuracy of the word?
That's right.
You'll get man's opinion and ultimately end up with another gospel. Which is error.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So Paul is telling the Galatians, you know, and this is going to come from chapter 6, 1 through all the way through 9. He's telling them to restore one another. If someone has fallen, to restore one another in the spirit of gentleness, and tells them to carry each other's burdens. Don't leave a brother or a sister hanging out by themselves, and to not think more highly of themselves than they ought.
That's right.
All right? To carry one's own load. He even talks about letting the one who is taught in the word share in all things with him who is teaching. He's teaching them to give, to take care of their ministers. All of this is in this chapter. And he says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap.
Amen.
And to sow in the spirit, to the spirit.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Amen.
To sow to the spirit, because from the spirit they shall reap. If they sow to the flesh, they're going to reap flesh. It won't be the spirit. So then he ends up in verse 9. Don't be weary in doing good. Don't get weary in doing these things that I've mentioned. So today, the Lord is giving me a word for mothers. Don't lose heart in doing good. A mother is someone who gives birth, as we heard earlier. We give birth. I'm a mother. I give him birth. We're included in God's creation plan. Isn't that something? He included the women, the mothers, to give birth. Mothers nurture and they teach. Amen?
Amen.
They nurture and they teach. In Proverbs 1 and 8, it says, hear my son, your father's instructions. Hear his commandments. And do not forsake your mother's teaching.
That's right.
See, mothers are very important. It's important to hear. We saw Minister Shepherd sing a song that she heard her mother sing. And I'm going to get into that. You got right into my message here. I thought Apostle was going to preach my message. I was like, I'll just sit right here then. He got the word. But I'm going to do what the Lord says.
Right.
It says, forsake and do not forsake your mother's teachings. The mother teaches the daughter to be godly women. Godly wives, how to love their husband and how to love their children. You'll find that in Titus 2,
Amen.
3 through 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And she teaches her sons, these are some of the things, how to choose a godly wife. The mother does that. Praise God. How to choose a godly wife. And she doesn't do this only through her words, but she does it through her living and giving.
Amen.
And her loving.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Mothers, I'm going to get right into it. Mothers, don't lose heart. One, because God loves you.
Amen.
Let's just let that rest. God loves you. In a time, a mother may feel like, hey, she's giving out. She's giving out. So much love to everybody. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm feeling somebody right now. It's giving out. God loves you. He told Israel in Jeremiah 31 and 3, that I have loved you with an everlasting love. How many know everlasting means it will not run out? It's forever. No matter what. No matter who and no matter where. He said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. So that's number one. God's love is not going to run out on you. He says, I'm with you always. I love you. Hear the voice of God. I love you. You are not alone. Don't lose heart. You are not alone. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy, the Lord says, I will never desert you. Nor will I ever forsake you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's paraphrasing Hebrews 13 and 5. I will never desert you. You are not alone. Nor will I ever forsake. Forsake means to kick to the side, to disregard. God will never disregard
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Mothers, don't lose heart. You are not alone.
Amen.
You are not alone. The Lord is my helper.
Yes.
I will not, hallelujah. The Lord is my helper. Don't be afraid. What shall man do to me? Internalize that. The Lord is my helper. Somebody say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me? My God, you are not alone. Another thing to remember is that the battle is not yours. Any battle you come against, it belongs to the Lord. He will fight your battles. Mothers, don't lose heart. I tell you, this is a word of encouragement, more so than a sermon. Word of encouragement. You know, sometimes, did I tell you I'm the mother, that I am a mother? Okay, all right. One of the things I got to remember, when it's kind of heavy and I can't move it, the scripture says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. You got to give it to the Lord, and you got to allow his Holy Spirit to move on your behalf, because he will. I say you're not alone. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. It is the Lord's. Mothers, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart because El Roi is with you. Like, who is that? It means God sees. In those moments when you ever had a moment when you was like, ain't nobody gonna believe this? Nobody's gonna believe this. I'm all by myself. You know, just certain things that people go through, they feel like they by themselves and they can't really share with anybody, and which is a lie from the pit of hell. There is someone that the Lord may want you to share it with, but even so, God sees. I want to see a glimpse. I want us to see a glimpse of that in Genesis 16. Let's turn to Genesis 16. I'm going to preach. I'm going to be used of the Lord in power and in might. May this word be healing and comfort and strength, deliverance. So Genesis 16, and it's 1 through 14. I really want to read the whole thing. Let's do it. If you have it, say amen. Amen. Amen sounds like everybody's got it. Amen. It starts off, and this is by Sarah, who's Abraham's wife. Sarah, we know about Sarah. And it reads as following. Now, Sarai, my husband taught me to say, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children. And she had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abraham, now behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children through her. And Abraham listened to the voice of Sarai. And after Abraham had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Abraham's wife Sarah took Hagar, the Egyptian, her maid, and gave her to her husband Abraham as a wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her sight. And Sarai said to Abraham, may the wrong done to me be upon you. I gave you my maid into your arms, but when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her sight. May the Lord be judge between you and me. But Abraham said to Sarai, behold, your maid is in your power. Do to her what is good in your sight. So Sarai treated her harshly, and she fled from her presence. Now the angel of the Lord found her under a spring of water in the wilderness by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? And she said, I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself to her authority. Moreover, the angel of the Lord said to her, I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they shall be too many to count. The angel of the Lord said to her further, behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael. But because the Lord has given heed to your affliction, he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him. And he will live to the east of all his brothers. Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, thou art a God who sees. For she said, have I even remained alive here after seeing him? Therefore the well was called Beer Laharoi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. There's a few things I want to pick out. Verse 7 says, now the angel of the Lord found her. The angel of the Lord found her. He knew where she was. Mothers, don't lose heart. God knows where you are.
You better pray.
He found her by the spring on the way to Shur. Okay? So he knows where you are. He knows what's going on with you. Because he is the God who sees. Hallelujah. He said, behold, you are with child. And this is verse 11. Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son. He knew her situation. He knew everything that had happened. You are with child. Close attention. He knows us. He sees us. Verse 11, even further down, he said, because the Lord, he says, you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has given heed to your affliction. If there is a mother here with an affliction, be it physical, be it mental, spiritual, God is taking heed. I want you to know that today. Do you receive that? He has taken heed to every affliction. You are not alone. God sees. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Nehemiah, you don't have to turn there, but you can read it later. Nehemiah in chapter 8. And this scripture is verse 10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The people heard the word of God, and they wept at the word of God. And they were told, don't weep, but be joyful because of the word of the Lord. So the word is continue in God's word. Continue in God's word. Continue reading his word. Continue obeying his word. When we obey his word, our joy is full. That's what Jesus told us. To obey his word, that our joy may be full. My God. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Don't lose heart, mothers. Hallelujah. Don't lose heart. For in due season you shall reap. It's going to come to pass. Just like in context, Paul was encouraging those, the Galatians, to do these, do good. Everything that I mentioned, do good, to bear one another's burdens, love one another, help one another. Because in due season you're going to reap. Reap what? Well, the promises.
Amen.
What promises? The promises. It may be for your children. The scripture says that God's promises are yes and amen. That's 2 Corinthians 1:20. And it reads, for as many as may be the promises of God. That caught my attention. Let me read it again. For as many, hallelujah, as may be the promise of God, in him they are yes. Every promise given to the children of Israel, every promise in the word of God to Israel, to God's people, have been transferred to the Christian through Christ Jesus. You have a right to stand on the promises of God. And the scripture says that in due season, you shall reap. Hallelujah. If you faint not, right? So some of the promises that we have stood on is, first of all, just in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way that this child should grow. So if we keep training up your children in the way of God.
Amen.
Keep training up your children in the way that the Lord has showed you.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes. And if you have a husband and he's shooting the arrows, lock arms with him and allow him to shoot that arrow.
Amen.
And watch God.
Amen.
Perform his word.
That's right.
Amen. Train up a child. Do it together. See, you're not alone, mothers. Those that are married, I know there are some single mothers here. Those that are married, you're not alone as well. You have your husbands. Hallelujah. Use all your strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus the Christ. Another promise, that my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. Those that are here, when we pray for our children, don't I always pray that over our children? That our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. Now, how powerful is that for children to be taught of the Lord? That's Isaiah 54:13, in case you're wondering. Might want to write that down. Hallelujah. Then another promise to stand on is what David said. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken,
right,
nor his seed begging bread.
Psalms 37.
I've never seen a righteous forsaken. We are the righteous. Mothers, you are the righteous in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Don't lose heart. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed. That's our children begging bread. I've never seen them beg bread.
Amen.
Be it physical bread, because some of us got grown kids. Physical bread, spiritual bread,
Amen.
Emotional bread.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
I pray that.
Amen.
Mental bread for their minds so they can think right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. I won't be long.
Let the Lord use.
Don't lose heart. Mothers, don't lose heart. My God. Don't lose heart in doing good. For in due season. In due time is what the scripture said. Let me get back here. For in due time, at God's allotted time, God has a time when that breakthrough is coming through. But you can shout now. You can shout now. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, if you want to know how to stay strong in the fight, you walk by faith and not by sight. What do I mean by that? You walk by what the word of God says your children are.
Come on, Pastor John.
Amen. Amen. You walk by the promises of God. Amen. And not by what you see. You declare and you decree the word of God. Amen. Yes, mothers, don't lose heart in doing good. Continue to pray. Continue to fast. Continue to live godly. This is not in vain.
That's right.
Continue to sow. Our kids are watching us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I'm coming from chapter 6 where Paul was talking to the Galatians about. He encouraged them. He admonished them, actually, because it was a lot of Judaism going on where they was trying to take them back into the law. Continue to teach your children the things of God.
Amen.
And I want to stress even more so, it's not so much what we say as mothers. I want to encourage you. You're doing good.
Amen.
You're doing good. Size of faith, the size of a mustard seed is all it takes. You're doing good. Don't give up.
Amen.
But as I was getting ready to say, it's more so of how we're walking than what we're saying. Keep it up. Keep doing good.
Yeah.
Mothers, don't lose heart in doing good, for in due time you shall reap if you don't grow weary.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen.